This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So we were talking about California in the last hour. Not only are they moving towards secession, at least baby steps, they can now... petitioners can now go out and start petitioning to collect over 500,000 signatures to get on the ballot in 2018, a question of whether or not there should be a special election to determine whether or not California should look at seceding. So it's a lot of steps in advance, but they are slowly taking those steps, and from what we understand, there's a good amount of money behind the yes independence movement there in California. So we can keep talking about that, but it led us into a larger conversation about the economy, given that Californians are handing over billions of dollars to the federal government, hundreds of billions, and then $16 billion getting shaved off the top before the money, some of it, is sent back to California in the form of various different federal grants and subsidies. And there's a discussion about whether or not California should cut off the spigot, you know, to stop sending money to the federal government. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, hi. Just want to mention that, you know, that they're building luxury underground apartments north of Kansas. So they cost like $3 million an apartment. So it's a condominium all underground. And so these are the Silicon Valley, like, CEOs. They're preparing for a civil war and nuclear holocaust. So I feel that they pretty much got it. We're headed to a violent revolution here.
You think so, huh?
I'm pretty sure. Why would they send three? Well, they're very intelligent people. They're the one that's designing the automated cars.
Why would they? Well, I'm just curious. Why would the California rich billionaires be building in Kansas? Just because of cheap land or something? I mean, isn't there some cheap land in California that they could build in? Maybe like a mountain bunker?
You know, something, I don't know why they picked the north of Kansas for whatever reason, but maybe they know that California is going to break off into the ocean. Like that.
Where are you finding this news?
Well, you know, everybody knows that California, the fault, the San Andreas fault.
No, not the news that California is going to fall off into the ocean. I've been hearing that for 30 years. No, where are you getting the news about the rich Californians moving underground in Kansas because of civil war?
So they're preparing. They're buying it and preparing.
You just cannot answer your question, Daryl.
Where are you reading this story from?
Well, you know what? I heard it on some radio show, like 88.
Was it at like 2 o'clock in the morning? Were they also talking about aliens?
So it was like 10 o'clock in the on point or something like that. It's, I don't know what they call it, but it was. I listened to that station.
Okay, so I don't know about the Kansas part of it, but I do have a story out of Dallas. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight here. It's actually been in my show prep for a couple of days. I mean, I was looking for Kansas, but...
So I actually just did a Google search for underground apartments, Kansas.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything with Kansas in it.
There's two articles that are from the Daily Mail that are fairly old. One is from 2012,
right,
and one is from 2014.
Yeah, I saw those.
So this does not appear to be new information, so
this is
something that's just getting recirculated as fear-mongering among a conspiracy.
No, but there is a news story. It's not about Kansas, but there is a story out of 2 days ago out of the Star-Telegram. This is what I've had in my show prep here. Inside his football field warehouse an hour's drive southeast of Dallas, Gary Lynch is busy trying to keep up with orders for his solid steel bomb shelters. Now, you know, this isn't the $3 million thing that she was talking about, but it is relevant to what she was saying. He offers visitors a tour of a 600-square-foot model under construction for a Saudi customer. Right now, it's just a steel shell, he said, but when the work is done, it'll be a luxurious underground bunker with a master bedroom, four bunk beds, a composting toilet, a living room with satellite television capability, filtered air and water, and a storage closet with room for months of food. Lynch explains that orders for his most expensive shelters, which can cost as much as several million, all right, I take it back, have increased since the November election. He said, quote, "It definitely has picked up a little as Donald Trump emerged as president." Lynch is the general manager of Rising S Co. It's on the outskirts of the rural city of Murchison. Lynch said that some customers even half jokingly said they're trying to protect themselves from a Trumpocalypse or Trump-nado.
That's what I've always wanted. My fantasy has always been to have a hobbit hole like that.
Yeah.
Well, now, Ian, what would you prefer, to live underground or to live in a treehouse?
Ooh, I like the treehouse idea. I mean, who didn't see the that old Disney movie? What was it? Family Robinson, Swiss Family Robinson, and they had that really big, awesome treehouse. I mean, who wouldn't like a nice house like that? I mean, when you're underground, Johnny Gray, you're not going to get sunlight. If you had a treehouse, you could get windows that, you know, would let a lot of light in, and you'd kind of be able to experience the world around you.
Right, but see, if you have a hobbit hole,
yeah,
that's built into the side of a hill.
Yeah, you could have windows there.
You could still have windows.
That's true. That's different. And
depends how you build it, sure.
Yeah, and you could, even if it was underground, you could probably have some kind of cleverly designed skylights. Daryl, would you live in the trees, or would you live in the ground? I want to live in the ground because I don't want anybody to know where I am. I don't want anybody to be able to see me.
I build something into the side of
the side of a hill.
Yeah.
That way it's, you know, the best of both, so you're underground, but you can still easily go outside without necessarily having to climb.
I mean, it also depends on the climate, too, right? So if you're underground, that's better for regulating your climate, especially during both seasons, right? The hot times and the
right,
cold
there's
times.
There's a city in Australia that is completely underground just because it's too hot out in the middle of the outback where this is.
Well, Daryl, when you're not a bus, it finally expires. You can bury it and build a home.
Well, I've got permanent registration that expires at the end of the year 99-99.
Yeah, you're probably not going to make it that far.
So I'm not going to be alive that long.
Okay. I think that's an interesting question, though. Would it be a treehouse or an underground bunker? I still, you know, again, I have to lean on the side of the treehouse just because I would want the idea of being able to open up multiple windows
but
on the side
hold on,
of the house
hold on.
And have
what
you know,
happens,
breeze pass through.
What happens if there's a family of beavers that come
down the tree?
You know, decide that your tree is going to wind up making a good dam.
Odds are that's not going to happen, and you could always put up anti-beaver devices too. Put a stop to that. If you had a big old tree anyway, it's pretty unlikely that, you know, they're going to be able to cut through that whole thing, right? I mean, I don't know much about beavers, so.
Give them enough time, they can, you know.
Well, you would detect
pretty much any tree.
You would detect the gnawing, and you could put in some electric fencing or something like that.
Right, but maybe you're down in Mexico at Anarchapulco when the beavers come around and start gnawing on your tree.
They'd have to be busy little beavers. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So, the Trumpocalypse, the Trump-NATO.
Yeah, I pulled up an article from The New Yorker where apparently this is something called the Survival Condo Project, a 15-story luxury apartment complex built in an underground Atlas missile silo.
Now, are we talking about Kansas here again?
Yes.
This is the story from
North
2013, 2014?
No, this is a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's what Sarah was talking about.
Probably. So the facility housed a nuclear warhead from 1961 to 65 when it was decommissioned at a site conceived for the Soviet nuclear threat. The guy, Larry Hall, who's the CEO of the Survival Condo Project, says that it was erected as a defense against the fears of a new era quote, it's true relaxation for the ultra wealthy. They can come here. They know that there are armed guards outside. Their kids can run around. And then there's more written in here.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The guy in Dallas who's building underground bunkers says that some of the people who are ordering them may have even voted for Donald Trump. They're just worried that the S is going to hit the fan with the policies, which could result in some sort of civil unrest. So they're ordering underground bunkers. So you got liberals getting underground bunkers. You've got Trump supporters doing it. 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts? Free Talk Live.
Following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, we invite you here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. We still have to get to Economics in One Lesson here, Chapter 12, which is all about exports and imports. With you tonight here, it's Ian,
Gianni Ray,
and Daryl.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We got Hung Like Jesus. He's on the line with us in Georgia via Skype. Go ahead, Hung.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome, sir.
You know, I used to wonder with so many examples how celebrities, music stars in particular, would still fall into the same trap of drugs and, you know, just ruining a career that way. You know, so many examples, and they would still do it.
Well, and I mean, drugs are a very attractive thing, especially if you're in a culture where they are accepted and encouraged, and you are the odd man out if you say no.
Not only accepted and encouraged, but also easy to get your hands on.
Well, yes.
Right. If you're a celebrity, yeah, and also everybody, pretty much everybody feels like there's a little bit more juice that they can get out of life. Hmm. And drugs are a way to, you know, to add some salt to life, to get some flavor out of it, to get some excitement.
And some people obviously get in too deep without realizing it, maybe, and then it's too late.
Right, I understand the attraction of it.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, the thing to me is just that, like I said, with so many examples, they usually go down the wrong, not all the time, but often go down the wrong road, just get too deep.
Aren't we more likely to see the stories of the failures? I mean, we see the stories of the overdoses of Phil Hartman, I think, was one of them.
Phil Hartman's wife killed him after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was on cocaine or something.
Who's I thinking of? Robert. There's been so many of them. I just
One of the Belushis. Yeah. The guy that was in Animal House, not the other one that got famous.
Heath Ledger,
Chris Farley.
Yeah, I mean, you can just keep on going down the list. But I mean, I'm sure if we thought about all the stars that are still alive and doing doing movies that would be a much larger list, right? So you know, take somebody like Clint Eastwood or Kurt Russell.
Robert Downey Jr. Had a somewhat well-known battle with drugs. I can think of a couple of former pro wrestlers.
So those who've beaten it and who've gotten
had,
through it and survived.
Pretty bad battles that luckily are still alive. Jake Roberts and Scott Hall.
So we're more likely, I think, to remember the tragic stories. I'm sure if you ran the numbers, most of them are probably not tragically addicted.
Right. Well, I was just setting the stage for my next comment. Last night I was listening to this show, and everyone that called in seemed to be in agreement with what Trump was doing as far as shutting the borders down and not allowing whoever to come in. And it dawned on me that, you know, if we forget things that happened in the past, of course we're going to repeat them. I mean, you know, I know it's a cliche, and most people don't even think about it twice.
Yep.
But I don't understand. They cannot see the slippery slope that that this dude has introduced to us here as of late. And they just need to get on this bandwagon. Yeah, you need to keep him out. And it's been brought to my attention that most of the stuff that happens here are people who are already here. And I think if anything else happens, it's going to be people who are already here.
Well, that's why I predicted that they're going to focus on domestic terror eventually. After they lock down the borders, things are going to occasionally still happen here, and they'll use those as an excuse to crack down on so-called domestic terror, which, of course, will reduce our freedoms even further.
And that's the slippery stuff that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because once you start keeping out people that you don't want in, you know, where will your attention be directed to next?
They'll have to round people up that they don't want who are already here, and that's a really, really scary idea. I mean, it's clear to us, and we know that it's a bad thing, but that's, you know, it may be clear to these other people, and they'll think that it's a good thing. They probably would cheer on roundups. They would probably gleefully hand over an identification at a checkpoint if they had to pass through a checkpoint every day to go to their place of work. I mean, on this show, we bring that up as an idea of something bad that would inevitably happen. They already have internal checkpoints in the U.S. There's a good chance that, you know, the Trump administration will see expansion of those internal checkpoints. And to us, that's a clear indicator that you're living in a police state, but there's a group of people who are welcoming to that police state, that they believe that they need the police state, that they need the protection from this enemy that is without and now, you know, within, just like the old Red Scare, except, you know, taking it to the next level.
But, you know, the same thing about that is, you know, sooner or later they're going to come knocking on your door for whatever reason. And, I don't think you'll be too enthusiastic about all the changes, you know, when you get that knock on your door.
I tend to agree with you there. It'll all come shockingly home to an individual who maybe previously had supported roundups having, shock troops pointing guns at them a la Elian Gonzalez roaming through their homes, searching closets and basements and things like that. I mean, that will probably shake a lot of people out of their stupor, but by then it's going to be too little too late.
And you had mentioned the Red Scare. There are still some states that have laws on the books that you are not allowed to have a communist party within that state.
Wow.
Reminds me of a character from the novel George Orwell's 1984. There was one of the protagonists. What was his name? Anybody?
I can't remember.
One of the
main character, Winston Smith?
Yeah, Winston Smith. One of his neighbors was kind of a stupid, fat guy who was very patriotic, and he knew all the slogans and he knew all the songs. And
did black bag him one night or something?
He was turned in. He ended up getting, when Winston Smith finds himself in the clutches of the state towards the end of the novel, he runs into this guy, and what had happened was this guy's son had turned him in for some kind of infraction or something.
Wow.
Yeah. But first they come for
the communists.
The communists.
Did they come for the transunionists? And then who was it? The Jews or something? I forget. But then, you know, then they come for me, right? And then they come for you. Then there's nobody else left who can stand up for you. That's it's a great old poem.
First they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing.
Yeah, thank you for expanding the recollection there. Hung?
Well, that's it. I just wanted to get that out.
Good call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, the slippery slope, definitely something that people need to pay attention to. And remember that it's only a matter of tweaking that system, that tyrannical system that you're cheering on right now, if you're cheering it on, that you're cheering on right now before that can turn against you. Whether it's going to happen in the next 4 years during the Trump administration, or maybe after another shift of power after Trump leaves office and somebody else who you don't like gets in control of the federal government. The best thing that you can do between now and then is to work towards secession, is to get as many states out from this union as we possibly can, because at least then we'll be able to have experiments between these different states and see what it is that works and what it is that doesn't. We're going to continue more talk about the economy on the way with Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 12. Also, Marsha is on the line with us right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening to Kiva. Go ahead, Marsha.
Yes, I wanted to say, as far as the economy goes, I think New Mexico has the worst economy in the whole country.
Okay.
I mean, we're an outbound state. People are leaving here. And then the politicians grandstand. I mean, and we have these talk show hosts here. They always say, what can we do to get companies here? And the people aren't skilled. And that's why there are no, you know, the big companies don't come in. But the bottom line is, New Mexico really doesn't want people here.
I want to hear more about that. Hang on, Marcia. We'll discuss with that here in moments. Our toll-free number, 855-453. You can join us here, the live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Lead military spokespersson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the show. That's a toll-free number to join us here, 855-450-FREE. We'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. Still to come, more about the economy. Imports and exports are the topic in Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 12, which we've been sort of reviewing the book over the last few months here on Free Talk Live. Now, with you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, though. Also, HostGator is a great way to get some hosting for a new website or maybe your existing website. Maybe you're tired of your current host and you want to move on to one of the top hosting companies out there. It's HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and that gets you 50% off their regular prices. That's 50% off. Also, you get a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. It's also got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, that's /FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get 50% off of their regular prices because you're a Free Talk Live listener. We go back to Marcia in Albuquerque. Now, Marcia, you had made a claim. You're listening to Kiva, by the way. You'd made the claim that New Mexico has the worst economy in the United States. Daryl, you looked it up. Turns out it's bottom five, but not the worst.
According to Wallet Hub, And they do this ranking every year, it looks like. And the ranking that they put out in June of last year looked at data from 2015 and found that New Mexico had the fifth worst economy, just above Maine, West Virginia, Arkansas, and Mississippi.
And that's ranked what, by GDP?
Well, they use GDP. There are three categories that they use: economic activity, economic health, and innovation potential. New Mexico was 32nd in GDP growth, 45th in unemployment, and dead last in a category called immigration of U.S. knowledge workers. That is not defined.
We're the second largest in unemployment. And as far as it goes, I just, do you have the Albuquerque Journal, the Sundays today? And
no.
It came out from the Washington Bureau. Everybody, I mean, we're an outbound state. There
many
are
people
no
are
jobs.
Leaving.
People are leaving. And I think we're the second after Mississippi, but I would think even the first, because I would think Mississippi has good riverboat gambling there.
Well, Mississippi economy is pretty bad, and I highly doubt that riverboats are going to be enough to hold
something?
It up.
I think New Mexico has always had different plans. New Mexico is a nuclear place. I don't know if the WIC opens up again, but there is $1 billion. It did. Okay, good.
No. Wonderful. The what? You said I don't know if the what opened up again?
The WIP.
The WIP? What is that?
Waste Isolation Pilot Program, where they take in all the
nuclear waste.
Garbage, nuclear waste, and they had had a fire there and a leak.
Uh-oh.
So I believe it was closed for over 2 years. But also I wanted to tell you about this in southern New Mexico, this $1 billion city where they blow things up. Nobody can live there. It's CITE. And it's owned by Pegasus Global Holdings, and they do experiments there for transport, construction, and communications. And so this is out in the desert. But, I mean, they have so many experiments, and you can look it up. They're doing it. I mean, starting.
So what is, in your opinion, what does all this experimentation and nuclear waste have to do with exodus?
Okay, wait a minute. There were jobs here, and people came. They'd say, oh, yes, I want this nuclear waste right in my backyard, right where I live, to poison my water, to poison my children, to poison my food. They wouldn't be able to do that. Do you know where the...
Why would someone say that?
Oh, you want to live with nuclear waste?
No, why would anyone say they wanted to live with nuclear waste? I don't understand.
She's saying that's why people aren't moving into New Mexico, and people are
leaving.
But
New Mexico's a big place. I mean,
how much of it is storing
nuclear waste?
No, they have no jobs, and the people.
Okay, well, that's a much bigger discussion then. If you're saying that the economy's bad, that has to do. I'm sure that has to do with a lot more than whether or not there's somebody storing nuclear waste somewhere in the state.
Wait a minute. But that's the plan. Didn't we have the atomic bomb here in Trinity? The plan for New Mexico, and who's getting money?
Who's plan?
Somebody's making. The plan for New Mexico is we're all nuclear, and they want to keep people out because if people come.
Okay, but wait a minute. Let me see if I'm following you. You're saying whose plan is this? The politicians of New Mexico is to make the whole place a nuclear dumping grounds? I mean, that sounds pretty
ridiculous. Yeah, we are.
Ridiculous.
We are. We take in ridiculous. You've never been here, have you?
No, I've never been there. But I mean, come on, it's a big state.
What?
How much nuclear waste could there really be?
I actually have been to New Mexico. Yes,
did you bring radiation meter with you, Daryl?
I did not. No.
Well, you're laughing. Let me ask you.
I'm not laughing.
I am.
No, yes, you are. You're making.
Yes,
fun
I'm
of
laughing.
Me.
Daryl is not laughing.
No, Ian is laughing. Daryl is not.
I'm not making fun of you. I just don't believe you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're entitled.
I mean, it seems a little paranoid. Now, I'm not saying
actually, tourism is the largest sector of the economy in New Mexico.
Apparently, people want to go and visit missile silos.
Tourism. What?
$6.1 billion per year is brought into New Mexico in tourism.
Right. Marcia, I think that you've got a problem with politicians there.
Yes, I do. They're all a bunch of bums.
Now, of course they are. But here's the thing, is they're all bums everywhere.
Wait, can I say something?
You've been saying things.
But you, if we had jobs here and it was developed as much as Florida and other places, they wouldn't be able to bring in all this nuclear crap. And I would like you
unfortunately,
to
you're missing all the coastline, so you'll never be as developed as Florida unless you all of a sudden have a bunch of freedom, which your politicians are, of course, not going to be bringing you in New Mexico. Thank you, Marcia, for the call tonight. The problem is with politicians. If it's true what she's saying, that there's some grandiose plan to turn the entire state into nuclear dumping grounds, then that's a problem with politicians. Unfortunately, as she is rightfully pointing out, you know, these are scumbags who are running for office, and you can replace one scumbag with another scumbag, but ultimately, you know, you're not going to significantly change things. Of course, Florida is more developed. It has a huge amount of coastline, and people tend to value coastal properties quite a bit, so it attracts a lot of people from a lot of different places, whereas an arid desert or whatever it is that they've got there in New Mexico,
it's mostly desert.
Yeah, isn't going to be particularly attractive to a whole lot of people. So I say the only thing that could really help their economy would be for the government to leave people alone, but that's just not what governments do. So given that you have bad politicians plus an inhospitable place to live, or at least an unattractive place to live. Obviously, people can live there if they want to, but an unattractive place to live, you got a bad combo there. So
right.
Until you know, the desert ain't going to change, and the politicians are likely not going to change, so that would explain why a lot of people are leaving. They're saying, well, you know, if we're going to have bad politicians, we might as well have a beach and go
right.
to Florida or go to California or the Pacific Coast or wherever. So, you know, you can totally understand. Now, in New Hampshire, where libertarians, thousands of libertarians are migrating, one of the biggest objections we get is, well, it's too cold there. Well, okay, fine. If you like it warm, then enjoy your statism, because that's what you get here as your trade-off for being a little bit cold in New Hampshire, a relatively inhospitable place for many months out of the year. You get the trade-off of way less government here than in a lot of places. Fewer government regulations, fewer bureaucrats per productive people. New Hampshire is a smaller government place than a lot of places. Its economy is very good. Actually, you've got some of the numbers that show it near the top on some of those economic lists.
I do. New Hampshire ranks 11th overall, according to these rankings.
Not bad.
Third for economic health, sixth for innovation potential.
That's pretty good.
20th for economic activity, but if you look at the states that rank higher on that, they're much larger populations.
Which makes sense. There's
yes.
just more money transferring hands, even if the government's taking a big cut of it in those other states.
Yes.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and New Hampshire's only going to get more free as we get more liberty-minded people to move here, at least those who aren't afraid of the cold. 855-450-FREE, you can join us.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
561-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited here to dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we actually had a MyPillow story come in on our Free Talk Live Amp Forum. We've talked a lot about MyPillow here on Free Talk Live. You've certainly gotten Daryl and I's enthusiastic endorsement for the product. We're both using it, and we have been since early 2016, and I wouldn't use it if it wasn't the best pillow that I had. It's fantastic. In fact, you can try it out for yourself by using code FTL at MyPillow.com. You'll get one at half price or two for the price of one, and if you don't like it, if you don't agree that it is the best pillow that you've used, then you can send it back if you want, and they'll send you your purchase price back. So they're getting behind their pillow, and one of the cool things about MyPillow is you can actually wash it. Not only is it designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, but you can put it in your washer and your dryer. And Leah, who's one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, shared this story. She says, more MyPillow news from an unbiased listener slash owner. This morning, our cat barfed on MyPillow. But fret not, the pillow is machine washable. I put it in the washing machine along with the sheets and pillowcases and washed in warm water on a regular cycle. The washer did not tilt or go wacky during the spin cycle. I put it in the dryer with high heat along with the other linens, and when it was done drying, it was super puffy but still retained its shape.
Yay!
So successful cleanup of a cat puke because my pillow is washable. Normal, with a normal pillow, you have to kind of hope you catch it in time before the puke seeps through the cover on the pillow. Yep. And gets into the pillow, because once it gets into that pillow, you can try a damp,
and it's gone.
Damp cloth, but it's probably going to smell like puke after that. So, go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL.
Ian, of the three of us, I do not sleep on a MyPillow, and yeah, and what happened to me? I went
to
take a nap.
You are subject to cat pukes.
No, I took a nap 2 days ago, woke up, couldn't move my head.
Ugh,
can't move my head today. And it's all because I don't have a MyPillow.
Maybe. It certainly would be something worth trying. Like, if you're having trouble sleeping, it's cheaper to go and get a MyPillow than going to buy a whole new mattress. So start with the MyPillow and see if that helps things out. Anyway, MyPillow.com, code FTL, you get the discount. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got Debbie in New Mexico listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Debbie.
Oh, I'm calling from Ken Radio in Farmington, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your location. I presumed you were in Albuquerque. Go ahead. You're listening to KENN.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm going to try to make this as fast as possible. I called you a couple weeks ago about Hillary Clinton and how the email stuff was set up. Do you remember me? Okay, well, anyway.
I'm sorry. I barely remember what happened last night. It's nothing personal.
Me either. She was kind of saying that New Mexico was radioactive because of WIP. Well, what happened with WIP many years ago was back in the 90s, the big issue they had was people are having those trucks travel across New Mexico with the radioactive waste. But that was early 90s. And yes, there was a thing a couple of years ago. I don't remember, but that's not why our economy is bad. New Mexico is known for energy. Up here in the Farmington area, we have gas, oil, natural gas, and coal. Well, you know what Hillary said about coal, and the EPA has come in and said you need to reconfigure your power plant so it doesn't emit this mercury and pollute the environment. They also came in a couple years ago and told all the oil producers to put this lining in the leaching pits, and that caused a lot of layoffs in the area. Well, because our area is based on this energy, the gas, coal, and whatever, it caused massive layoffs, and it caused a trickle-down negative economic effect in this area.
Mm.
Well, there's several areas in New Mexico that are kind of the same way. But I think the other issue is that we are a border state to Mexico. We get a lot of immigrants that come up here in Santa Fe, Las Cruces, Albuquerque, and again, they impede the schools, the healthcare system, and so on.
So it sounds like you have a problem with the government. I mean, because normally immigrants are a boon to an economy. They bring cheap labor in. They can drive costs down and give everybody more spending power, not to mention...
Plus increases the demand for goods and services.
Right. Unless, of course, you've got a government getting in the way, setting all kinds of ridiculous meddling policies that involve forced wealth redistribution.
Well, I'm thinking it's kind of like the perfect storm. It's not just the immigration. It's not just the EPA. It's just that right combination of everything. But I will tell you, I've been unemployed for 2.5 years right now, and I'm living out of my car. But I can't get a job around here because all the good jobs that are associated with the gas and oil, they're not here anymore. And I'm kind of a professional. I'm a computer programmer, and I'm overqualified for retail sales.
Yep, that's rough. Debbie, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to this lady from Albuquerque this time, Kay, listening to Kiva. Go ahead, Kay.
Good evening. Well, hey. I heard some perhaps facts from the woman that talked about all the nuclear concerns. I believe the storage area is in southern New Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's called WIPP, WIPP, and I don't remember what all the letters stand for. It was recently just reopened after a shutdown because there had been a radiation leak or some problem with the radioactive waste. I'm not in favor of a whole lot of that. I really wish the state hadn't signed up for it. But they do pretty well on having some precautions that go with it.
I would expect
overall,
so, yeah.
The state, I've been complaining lately about winds at my home, which is east and in a rural area from the big city, Albuquerque. And finally, I said to myself, Kay, why are you complaining so much? You're not having 6 inches of rainfall on your place in 24 hours and therefore be flooded. Yes, we're always wanting water, and we do pretty well at conserving it. Our government politically is now divided. The recent election took us to having Democrats rule both the House of Representatives and the Senate. The governor remains Republican, Susana Martinez. She's done a pretty decent job, in my opinion.
Yeah, looking here at the map, Google Maps for the WIPP location, again, WIPP, the website WIPP.energy.gov, so it is a government-run operation. It is nearby to nothing. I mean, according to the map here, there's not even, if you zoom in on it, you can't even find a town within, you know, miles of this location. So it's pretty far away from any kind of actual, you know, population zone, even a small town. You can't even find small towns in the immediate vicinity. I mean, so the idea that our previous caller was suggesting that somehow the state was being taken over by nuclear facilities or nuclear waste storage facilities, it doesn't really seem to be true at all.
Well, what I didn't know, if she understood or not, the earliest usage was during the 1940s, when we were scrambling to build what we didn't even know for sure would be an atomic bomb. Yes, there were some casualties. Every now and then we see on TV commercials promoting if you were a worker and damaged by, because they didn't know how to, you know, be so careful of the radioactive issue. Some people are definitely getting free medical care at home as a result of that. I guess that was just a different kind of casualty than someone being shot and shipped back in a body bag.
Kate, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us, 855-450-3733, and, of course, take control of the airways. There's always a lot of factors that go into the health of an economy, but I think, you know, number one has got to be the regulatory climate. It's got to be how difficult is it to run a business? How many hoops do you have to jump through to open a business, to continue operating that business? What kind of tax burden and regulatory burdens constantly sitting on those businesses? And if you can have a lower burden of tax by simply moving 50 miles or 100 miles to the north or the west or the east, why won't you do that? Most businesses would be willing to if they can save enough money.
Right, and I'm laughing inside because the thing you described sounds a lot like a free market. And there was a legislative hearing that we were at a couple weeks ago where the sponsor of a bill to close a loophole to, you know, make people pay a tax that they might already be paying because they might not realize the loophole is there. He says, we need to close this loophole because of free market. Well, no. Free market does not mean close loopholes. Free market means you don't regulate stuff. You don't tax things. You don't regulate things. And you let the market exist freely.
What was it that George Bush said, that he's going to regulate the market to save the free market or something?
He has to betray the free market to save the free market.
Well, at least he was more honest. I mean, the word betray is probably a more honest word than regulate.
Yes.
Because regulate makes people think that somehow they're being benefited, when really the ultimate goal of a regulation is to just simply protect those who are already in business. Almost always is what regulations do, is protect existing business owners from startups and innovators. 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.